With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Talked with Micah when Micah Hyde spoke on yesterday's Zoom. He went on and on about Jordan Poyer. Not a surprise, obviously, they're great friends as well as teammates, but really got into detail of how well Jordan is performing this season and broke it down and just called it an all-pro caliber year. What are you seeing in the way Jordan has performed through these 11 games?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's having a good year. I really do. I would echo what Micah – I didn't read what Micah said about him, Vic, but what Micah probably shared about Jordan. They're a good tandem, and each is a little bit different. And I know this question is about Jordan, and so I'll try and carve it to Jordan here. But I just think that, you know, Jordan's a good, tough football player, and you know, may not win the combine, you know, award by his measurables, maybe, but he's good for us, and so he does a good job of helping us get lined up. He's extremely hard worker. He expects the most from himself every week, and he holds himself to the standard that we hold ourselves to. So I just think he's a real good football player.
And Sean, what makes him, I guess from the physical quality standpoint, in the way you devise, the way you want him to play his role in your scheme, what makes him so right for that? What are some of the either – tangible/intangibles there?
Again, I just think, you know, the willingness to get in the box and to throw his body around. I think the ability then in the back end to get deep in the half and make plays on the ball from the deep part of the field. I think all of that. I think there's not a lot of players that have, you know, equal ability in both parts of the game.
And there's one quick Micah said about he said this wasn't to imply that Jordan wasn't mature enough or professional enough when he got here with you in 2017. But Micah noted that was a point that over these 4 years, the way and he said they've kind of grown together, right, grown up together. But he made a point of saying how Jordan, as a compliment, you know, growing up and just becoming just this better pro. Is that something you've observed? And is there anything you have on that?
Yeah, I have. And again, not like Mike, and not that he was, you know, so far on one extreme before he got here, but I think it's a credit to Jordan. It's a credit to the people we have around our building, players included, his teammates, that have all helped. Right. And that's how it should be. We all sharpen one another and we learn from one another. And that's what you want. That's when you're developing people, you're developing players in this case. That's the way it should be.
Thank you, Sean.
Sure. Hey, Vic, appreciate you wearing that Cleveland Browns shirt today to the press conference. You're on. I can't hear you. I can't. Oh.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good, Sal. How are you?
Good. Hey, if I could ask you about this 49ers defense, you know, they've really been ravaged by a lot of key injuries, yet they're playing really well. I mean, they're top 10 in both pass defense and run defense. What are you seeing on film that has made them, you know, be as – I mean, they're 5-6, but their defense is playing really well. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, they're a talented defense. Everyone has injuries, Sal, you know that. Some more than others, obviously, and some less than others. But at the end of the day, we all have injuries as part of dealing and coaching in the NFL and working through it. So I think they've done a good job with that, and I think they're a talented defense. And I think their coordinator does a really good job of putting his players in position. You know, they're led by Fred Warner inside, their defensive line still does a great job penetrating. And when you've got Richard Sherman on the outside, a veteran player, a savvy player, you know, he's extremely smart, and he's been in some big-time moments in his career in big-time games.
And if I could ask you, too, about your own defense. Lately, you've been bringing the blitz more than you normally have, and the pass rush has clearly been better. Can you kind of point out a couple key specifics as to why you have made that decision to bring the heat the way you have more than you normally did in the past?
You know, I just think game plan more than anything. I think it's, you know, week to week game plan, what we feel like is the best approach week to week. And I think really that's what it boils down to.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, sure, Sal.
Hey, Sean, John Worrell.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good morning. Good. I'm doing a story on Josh Norman, and yesterday he talked about how he's not letting things bother him, be it injuries or landing on the COVID list. He's being very upbeat. I mean, the day he landed on the COVID list, he was talking about how he's feeling well and saying other people deserve a lot more attention who are more or less off than he is. He said that's something he may not have felt or reacted 4 or 5 years ago in the same way. How have you seen anything change in him since the last time you coached him?
Yeah, and it's similar, you know, it's funny, it's similar to the question that Vic was asking about Jordan Poyer. You know, when you're around players earlier in their career, like in Josh's case, being around him as a rookie, being around him as a second, third year player, and then watching him now, there was a gap, obviously, between the time we were once together and now. But, you know, I think, again, if you're growing and developing the right way, you develop a self-awareness and you develop a maturity about yourself that you become better as we all get through life. And I think that's been, you know, enjoyable for me to watch and Josh as we've reconnected now. Certainly we stayed in touch before, but now being able to work together again, to watch him take a very unselfish approach to work, to life, and what he's done now in our community with the blitz, the business blitz, if I'm saying it right, just awesome, awesome to see. And that's really, at the end of the day, what we're here for. We want to win games, but we're all here to make, hopefully, Western New York, Buffalo, and the surrounding areas better while we're here, and I'm glad he has bought into that, and to me has set a great example for the rest of our team to follow.
I mean, he's jumped in feet first into this community.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, big time. I mean, here's a guy from South Carolina, played in South Carolina as well. You know, we got him in Carolina. We play, you know, in Charlotte there, and then he was in D.C. So I'm not sure how much time he's really spent up here prior to coming up here to play. And so it's great to see just a young man invest his time and his resources into a community that to this point he knew very little about. And so I love seeing that.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, I've had a couple days now to look at Matt out of practice. How is he coming along? And is there an update on his status for Monday?
Yeah, no update really on the status. We'll just, you know, continue to take it one day at a time. And, you know, I think he's done some good things so far, but, you know, he hasn't played in a number of weeks here. So we just got to continue to take it one day at a time.
Great. And then, you know, when he does get back full time, what does that mean for AJ? And do you feel like, you know, the way that he's grown in this defense now, do you envision a role for him still, a significant one, even when Matt comes back?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, AJ is a good football player. Matt's a good football player, and you know, so you know, Matt is coming from a spot of having played in some time, and AJ's been playing. And so I just think, you know, it's a good balance of a defense that's growing moving forward, really. And we'll just see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm. And Micah said, called him Coach Klein. And he said every day in the room, on the practice field, he's learning from him and he's helping everybody around him. I mean, to me, not being in the locker room this year, from what I've heard on these Zooms, he's kind of assumed a lot of what, you know, Lorenzo was last year. And was that kind of what you envisioned when you brought him in? You were obviously very familiar with him.
Yeah, to some extent. I mean, each player is different in their own right. But just his experience with the defense, albeit years ago, and then his experience just playing ball and the fact that he's a stabilizing force, you know, just from a experience in life and experience in football standpoint, I think is good. And yeah, you know, not to say that we expected him to be Lorenzo Alexander, we expected him to be AJ Klein and the guy we know. And I think that's what he's been. And that's what's so, to me, freeing about it is he's able to be himself and then able to add value at the same time.
Great. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, Sean. I'm curious how you feel about what you've gotten out of your special teams units all around, not just the kicking game, but coverage units as well.
Yeah, I've been very, very impressed to this point, Matt, with what they've been able to do. I think they're playing at a high level. I love the camaraderie of the group and just the energy that they give our team with their coverage units in particular. There's not a lot of teams that take pride in the coverage units. And so I love the way that those guys are kind of a team within the team. And then, you know, you talk about the specialists with Reed and Tyler and Bojo. And you know, I think they're starting to really play their best ball as well.
How much was that a point of emphasis for you this offseason? I know what, you know, you put into it. How important is that, you know, one third of the game to you?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, I think there's some teams that, you know, talk about it, but may not really be consistent with it. And I hope that we walk the walk in this case, because it does affect games and hopefully for the better. I mean, we've got an opportunity every week to impact the game in a positive way on special teams. And we've got to continue to do that going forward.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure. Good morning, Coach. Dante Lasting, Bills.com. Trey White is the Bills nominee for the 2020 Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award. And in your eyes, how has Trey exemplified an outstanding sportsmanship on the football field?
Yeah, it's great to hear. I mean, Trey has done a phenomenal job since he's been here, you know, inside the building, outside the building. And I think he's well respected outside the building, on the field in particular, from standpoint of his peers and his teammates, and the opposition. So when you look at it, he competes extremely hard, even during practice. And then when the practice is over, he's his normal Trey self, you know, high energy, smiling, and has a great enjoyment for life. And I think his teammates see it, and also his peers around the league see it. And I think he's become well respected for that combination.
Definitely. Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, I just want to ask you about Dawson. And I talked to him earlier in the week, and he said that, you know, that touchdown catch that he had last week, he thinks that was kind of the turning point for him, maybe, you know, to start things going in the right direction, given, you know, everything that he's gone through. Just what have you seen from him and how he's dealt with all of the hardships and, you know, all the tough times that he's dealt with so far this season, between injuries, landing on the COVID list, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, to me, it speaks to his resiliency and his ability to persevere, especially when these guys are young, second year, third year players. You know, you always want to, you know, stay patient, I guess, is the best way to say it, Heather, with respect to their development. And there's going to be bumps in the road, and those will continue to be there, but hopefully they flatten out. And you just got to find that, you know, game or moment where you hit your stride, and all of a sudden what seemed complicated becomes simple. and the player can calm down and just be himself. And I think we're all hoping that that's the case in this case for Dawson. He certainly, like some others, has had, you know, some challenges early on with COVID and some injuries and whatnot. And just real proud of the way that he's stayed mentally tough and persevered. And then his time with Coach Boris has paid off.
What was that like for you personally to see, you know everything he's gone through, and then to see him be able to come up with a big play last week?
Yeah, awesome. Just awesome. You know, again, one of the great moments that comes with coaching. There's a lot of the tough moments that come with coaching, but one of the great moments for any teacher or coach is when you see, a player or a student, have success. I think that's, and I know we want to win, but within those wins are small other kind of, flickers of success that I think lead to the winning, and those are great moments and bring us as coaches great joy.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, Coach, Jason Wolf at the Buffalo News. Appreciate your time.
Sure.
Was curious, most weeks you have that familiar routine with a 1 o'clock Sunday kickoff. Obviously, that's not the case with you guys playing on Monday, but that's not the case for the next month. I was curious what you thought about switching up that routine to the extent that you guys have to, and whether you prefer to stay in that 1 o'clock time slot, or if you like primetime games. I know you don't have control over the schedule, you control what you can control, but still, whether you enjoy being in that national spotlight or would prefer to stick with your routine.
Yeah, I think that's a loaded question, Jason, because when you're in the national spotlight, usually you got a pretty good team. And so, when you have a routine, you're playing a lot of the 1 o'clock games, that sometimes tells you maybe how you're perceived also. So although we all love that, playing home at 1 o'clock to be able to get home to spend time with family, because we all work a lot, it is nice to be recognized when you have as many primetime games as we're getting. It means you're respected around the league, and it's great for our fans too. I mean, it's nice for our fans to be recognized as well. I think the long and short of it is this: we know what it is, and we've got to be comfortable being uncomfortable, and knowing that we're not going to have normal weeks from here on out, including this week. So, I think it's a great opportunity for us as an organization, and I know our players are looking forward to it as well, starting this week.
While I had you, also curious what you thought about or how you assessed the development of AJ Epenesa at this point in his rookie season, and what effect some of the veterans may have had on him to this point.
Yeah, he's really improving. He's really developing. I think it's a credit to the coaching staff, to AJ himself. It seems like he's, doubling down on his work ethic, on his habits that he's building that have led him to experience some of the success. And then to your point, the support he's getting from his teammates, I think, has been outstanding and fun to watch as well. He's got some veterans in the room that I know are imparting their knowledge and trying to help him.
Thanks so much. Good luck Monday.
Sure. Thanks, Jason.
Coach, good morning. Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. How you doing today?
Good, Mookie. How are you?
I'm good, man. I recently saw you mic'd up, over the game. We got to get you mic'd up a bit often out there, man. You got Lou Holtz out there. They do a meter on Lou Holtz on how he paces up and down the sideline. We need to do a clap meter on you on clapping, because once you clapping, that means the team is doing what they're supposed to do. So you're doing an outstanding job, Coach. And just talking about culture, what is it about the culture that these players seem to buy into?
Well, I don't know. I think the culture is made up of the people and the players we have. So that's what really builds the culture. It starts with them I just think when you have good people, it's a lot easier to build the right culture than it is when you don't have the right people. And I give credit to Brandon for that, and also Kim and Terry. I mean, with respect to the staff. So I think that's a great fire starter, if you will, of having the right culture is having the right people.
Absolutely. And I think you do got the right people. Your team is on the right path. Good luck this Monday. Safe travels, Coach.
Okay, thanks, Mookie. Have a good weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.